BSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. Our guide on Iran, and especially the Iranian elections, Mohsen Sazagari, an activist for human rights but liberty in Iran, joins us to comment on the early reports of a very, very low turnout nationally and in Tehran by the people of Iran towards the elections. So, Mohsen, a very good evening to you. I've read so many different numbers, so I just use the word very low turnout. What was it? What can we say, and what does this mean? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to Malcolm. All around the country, 61 million Iranians were eligible for voting. The regime claims that 25 million people voted, which is 41%, but it's fake. Our sources from inside the regime say that the real figure is 10 million people, 10 million votes all around the country. In some big cities like Tehran and the six big cities of Iran, only 5% of the people voted. And more important, John, than boycotting the election was that absolute majority of the people, I can say 50 million out of 61 million, stayed at home. That was what we invited the people, that make a boycott and don't come to streets, show that there is nobody even in the streets. And they did that. And showed unity all around the country and said a big no to Khamenei, the leader, because he invited the people to vote, insisted, urged the people several times, more than 7-8 times in his speeches. And all people of Iran said no to him and actually said to him that you should go. You got a no vote from the people of Iran.
What do you think the implications will be of the outcome of this so-called election, with the hardline politicians being the only ones approved and now reelected, in terms of domestic policy? We see further crackdowns on dissent and in the international. Will they be more aggressive in their support of Hamas, Hezbollah, against the United States, for the Houthis? How do you anticipate this election to impact Iranian policy?
I answer the outside Iran policy with respect to Hamas, Hezbollah, and the missiles and whatever. These types of decisions are at the hands of the leader. His close ally is Revolutionary Guard. And not only the parliament, but the president, the head of the government, they have no participation in these types of decisions. So I think that it will be continued, because this guy, I mean the leader of Iran, Khamenei, is going to continue whatever he has done so far. He knows that he can't go back. But from inside politics, yes, we can expect that there will be more support for suppression of the people in the next steps of the regime from this hardliner and I can say stupid parliament that they have arranged, and the assembly of experts who is in charge of appointing the next leader they have been handpicked at in a way that Mojtaba Khamenei, son of the leader, will be the next leader. Even the people like Rouhani did not get any permission to run for assembly of experts. Or three of the ex-minister of intelligence of Iran were refused by Council of Guardians and disqualified not to run, because this assembly of experts is just the handpick of the leader and his son, to appoint Mujtaba Khamenei as the next leader. These are the implications inside. But what I can say that inside the regime, this so-called election showed that there are deep cracks and some cracks between the different factions inside Revolutionary Guard and inside the regime came up, and we can see now better that how much difficulties they have inside their relations.
The son, Mujtaba Khamenei, does he have a rival anywhere in the operation? Is there another name that can challenge him for leadership?
No, I don't think so. There is nobody else that his name can come up. For a while, the ex-head of judiciary power, Sadegh Larijani, was named. But this time, they didn't let Sadegh Larijani go to Assembly of Experts, even be a member of that assembly, and announce him that he lost the election in his province, that is Mazandaran. So, no. There is nobody else. And Khamenei has made more than preparation for more than 10 years, last decade, to pave the way for his son to get the power. Something that I think that it will not happen easily for his son, because not only the country has lots of troubles and people, absolute majority of people are on the other side, but inside the regime, many factions, they are not satisfied right now with the Khamenei, the leader himself. Definitely they have more trouble with his son as well.
Malcolm?
What do you think will be the next steps during this week at the IEA, International Atomic Energy Agency meetings, with sanctions being proposed against Iran, with even the Russian delegate citing 83% plus enrichment levels, a rare criticism from the Russians of their ally, Iran. What do you think will Iran expects to come of this? And do you think that they will take steps to try and placate the international community in the interim?
I think that the regime of Iran is willing to negotiate on the subject in exchange with removing sanctions. But they want to make the deal, as they call it, grand bargaining. They prefer to deal with the U.S. And the Troika, of European Troika, in a way that they can remove the sanctions. But I don't think that it happens, because this subject is now is somewhere that they can't go back. Again, I say that inside the regime and Khamenei himself, this is not easy for them as well to go and, you know, for instance, eliminate whatever they have, their stockpile, more than 60% enrichment uranium and whatever they have. There are many difficulties inside the regime if they want to go back.
Mohsen Sazagara, an activist, human rights activist, commenting on the extremely brittle political situation in Iran after a very low turnout. Malcolm Online Conference of Presidents. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.